Serbia is going to the polls today. The incumbent Prime Minister is expected to win the early elections despite a major challenge from far-right groups seeking an alliance only with Russia. Stefan Boss reports.
Serbia's Conservative Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić called Sunday's vote 2 years early to, in his words, receive a new mandate to steer Serbia further towards European Union membership. Yet critics say Vučić wants to consolidate power while his popularity is still high. Ahead of the ballot, opinion polls showed Vučić's Serbian Progressive Party on course for a landslide win in the next parliament. Analysts say the 46-year-old veteran politician, who has transformed from a radical anti-Western nationalist into a pro-EU reformer, has positioned himself as a dominant player both in Serbia and elsewhere in the post-war Balkans. He has won praise from the EU for efforts to reconnect broken Balkan ties, promote reconciliation, and push through some tough economic reforms. Yet at home, he faces accusations of creating a one-man rule in the style of Russia's president Vladimir Putin. Vučić's government has refused to join Western sanctions against Russia over its role in the conflict in Ukraine that has killed more than 9,000 people. The Prime Minister has made clear that would be disastrous for the country's stagnating economy, especially since most of its energy sector is controlled by Gazprom, the Russian energy giant. He says he wants to maintain good relations with both Brussels and Moscow. Vučić explains, our obligation, and mine as Prime Minister, is to do everything possible for Serbia and its citizens. So I must act accordingly. Our path is the European path. We are going towards Europe, but we also want good relations with Russia. As long as we are able to, we will maintain those good relations. Traditional ties with Russia also explained why Belgrade proclaimed military neutrality to avoid Russian fury. But commentators say that remaining politically and militarily neutral could prove difficult as Serbia advances on its EU path. Prime Minister Vučić already faces mounting opposition from far-right groups seeking an alliance only with Russia. Radical party leader Vojislav Šešelj, who was recently acquitted of war crimes by a United Nations tribunal and whose popularity in Serbia is rising, recently burned EU and NATO military alliance flags outside the higher court in Belgrade. He has pledged to turn Sunday's vote into a referendum on EU and Russia ties. Realizing those pro-Russian and anti-Western sentiments, Vučić's government sent its foreign minister to Serbia's only wax museum, where last month a larger-than-life figure of Russian President Vladimir Putin was unveiled. Asked why Putin's figure appears to be taller than the Russian president himself, the museum manager explained, "We could not allow some high school student to stand beside the figure and find himself taller than Putin." For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.